You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
Quarter here from TCU Free Field in Osceola. We're on the campus of Penn High School, where the Crown Point Bulldogs down 23-0 to the Penn Kinsmen, alongside Dave Woodworth to my right and Mike Mudich to my left. I'm Frank Sprinkle. The Penn Kinsmen with the football. First and 10 from the 29 of the Kinsmen. A right-to-left offense toward the north end zone. Two receivers left, one to the right. Appalucci, the quarterback, with a running back flanking him to his right. And here's the handoff as it goes to the ball carrier, Mertz. Number 43, we're seeing Ryan Weidman in the game, the 5'10", 185-pound sophomore. So we might see some substitutions on the part of Corey Yeoman.
And is that a penalty?
Looks like it might be a penalty. All right, so it's a penalty here on the Penn Kinsmen. It's still a first down for the home team Kinsmen.
Yeah, but it looks like it's a holding, so it's going to be first and 20, I think.
First and 21.
Yep.
Penn in their huddle, terminating their huddle with Appalucci, the starting quarterback. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Running back to the left of Appalucci, the quarterback. And it is Ryan Weidman, the sophomore for the Penn Kinsmen. And here is the carry going by Weidman as he is rushed for only a couple yards out to the 25.
Weidman, okay.
Weidman coming to the game. Number 43, Ryan Weidman, the sophomore, 5'10", 185 pounds. Brought into the game to run the ball. He has 31 rushes this season, Dave. Has averaged a pretty decent, almost 4 yards per carry. Has a touchdown to his credit as well, 110 yards for the 5'10", 185-pound sophomore. The clock motioning to 11:15 and counting here for the game here from Penn High School. Two receivers come to the near left. Ball on the right hash to the far. Second and 14 from the 25 of the Kinsmen. And here is the carry, an inside handoff, not much. As across out to the 25, let's see if that was White and White once again, and it was Whiteman with the carry. So no loss, no gain. Third and 14 from the 25. However, the clock motioning in Penn's favor.
Frank, we got an update on that Hobart Lowell game. Juzevich has taken a punt 60 yards to give Lowell a 28-23 lead over Hobart
in the
third quarter there. Or is that still the second? That might be in the second quarter, it doesn't say.
Might be. That's a nail-biter regardless over at the Brickyard. Receiver to the left for the Penn Kinsmen. Third and 14 from the 25. Running backs to the left and right of the quarterback, Appalucci. Drops back. Stays in the pocket. Launches it to the near side. Trying to go for Zentini. Receiver and is caught. Out to the near side as Zach Yuznik, the wide receiver, with the catch. It was a ball that had plenty of hang time and hung into the air for Yuznik to make the catch.
Yeah, he was covered very tightly by Zach Stewart of Crown Point, but he pulled all that pass in beautifully.
And David was caught inbound, so the Bulldogs, watching the clock spiral downward on their season, down 23-0. The Crown Point Bulldogs coming in one game over 500 at 6-5, but the Penn Kinsmen on the night, just too much.
37 yards on that pass reception.
Too much for the Crown Point Bulldogs to handle. Receiver left and right, double tights to the right, and Macklin gets the carry. As Macklin fights for a hole, he's across the 30, brought down to the 27-yard line. And it's very close to the first down. The clock has stopped. Let's see if they give him enough yardage for the first down. It looks like they do. And it's first down yardage for the Penn Kinsmen. Not only up 23 to nothing, but driving for more. So the Penn Kinsmen will watch the clock go downward. 3 minutes chimed off the clock here for the fourth quarter. 23-0. Ball at the left hash to the near side. Receiver left and right. Second, first and 10 from the 28 of the Crown Point Bulldogs. Appalucci with running backs to his left and to his right. High snap. And here's the carry to Weidman. Lunging helmet first. Out to the 25-yard line. He picked up a three for the sophomore Whiteman, second and seven for the Penn Kingsmen. Well, for the Penn Kingsmen, they will either go to Carmel or face Homestead as the clock stops, or there was a whistle and the clock continues the motion downward.
Yeah, 8:29 to go here in the fourth quarter. Penn is leading at 23-0 over Crown Point. Crown Point defense has done reasonably well, but yeah, just nothing on the offensive side of the ball for the Bulldogs. It's just been a tough night for Crown Point.
By the way, Appalucci with 12 touchdowns this year, 12 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. He had 11 coming into the game tonight. Two receivers to the right, first and seven from the 25-yard line of the Crown Point Bulldogs, and Macklin getting the carry. The Crown Point Bulldog defense storming Macklin on the left hash to the near. And Caden Watson, one of the men in pursuit, the inside linebacker for the Bulldogs. Third and seven, or actually a 1 yard loss, third and eight for the Penn Kingsmen. Of course, this is the Penn Kingsmen have seen quite a bit of DAC teams. This is the fourth DAC opponent Penn has seen this year. Of course, they've seen Maryville, Valparaiso twice, LaPorte once. Two receivers to the left, one to the right on third and eight from the 26. Near hash to the left in Crown Point territory. Appalucci lines a pass down the middle and is high off the fingertips of the intended receiver of Usnick. A flag visible in between the hashes, and it's a hold on the Penn Kingsmen. So that's coming back. So the Penn Kingsmen called for yet another penalty on this drive, stopping the clock with 7:08 for the fourth quarter.
Crown Point might decline it because that was a third and long, so that's going to bring up a fourth down play.
All right, so to no surprise, Dave, Crown Point does decline it. From 26 yards, it would be a 43-yard field goal for Jared Hancock, but it looks like they are not going to go for the Hancock. They are going to try to keep the drive alive. So fourth and eight from the 26 of the Bulldogs. Two receivers spread to the right for Penn. Receiver to the left. Right to left offense. Offset pistol on fourth and eight. Appalucci with the high snap. Stays in the pocket. Lines it down the middle toward the end zone. And it is incomplete.
Yeah, I thought our Crown Point defensive man almost picked it off there. Wasn't that Zach Stewart there defending?
Zach Stewart in coverage, number 29, the 5'10", 160-pound senior.
Defending against Matt Komen-Kiewicz, the intended receiver in the play. It was the play took place at about the 10-yard line. If he had caught it, it would have been enough for a first down easily. And if he had gotten away from the defender, it might have gotten in for a touchdown. But the ball turns over on downs here with 6:58 to go. Crown Point's got perhaps a final chance for at least put something on the board.
Well, if you're the Crown Point Bulldogs, you do want to avoid the shutout here tonight. Try to put some points as far as consolation goes against this tough Penn Kingsmen team. Two receivers to the left as Crown Point looks to the sideline for the play call with Ryan Bolda at the helm for the Bulldogs at the starting quarterback. And now some clock maneuver being done, relaying to the press box to put some time back on the scoreboard. Three receivers set to the left. Ball in the near hash to the right from Crown Point territory. First and 10 from the 26. And Tyler Gomez straight in between the hashes ducks his way for only a pickup of one out to the 27. Actually two to the 28. Second and eight for the Crown Point Bulldogs on offense. 6:48 and counting for the final quarter. And to that effect, the Crown Point Bulldogs season down 23-0. Two receivers out to the left, two to the right. The ball seated in between the hashes. They'll go pistol on second and eight. Hand spread by Boulder, the quarterback. Pass stays in the pocket, passes, and it's dropped and incomplete.
Wow.
A little bit of a leap by Tyler Jones, the receiver to the near side. Couldn't hold on. Third and eight. The clock pauses with 6:28 for the game.
Yeah, pass. The bullet pass came to him, but kind of slipped right through his fingers there. I think Jones was caught a little off guard, maybe just wasn't quite ready for it.
Two receivers out to the left. They'll split two to the right. Third and eight from the 28 of the Crown Point Bulldogs, working left to right. Out of the pistol on third and eight. Hand spread by Bolda. Stays in the pocket. Takes the snap and back behind the line of scrimmage. Ouched is right. As coming up with the sack for the Penn Kingsmen looks like number 95, James Morris, who has 12 sacks coming into this game here tonight. One of the big impact players, the defensive tackle for the Penn Kingsmen.
Yeah, that drops the ball back there a little bit to, what, the 23?
6 yards. About
the 23.
23-yard line.
Yeah, the scoreboard's not helping us here.
Hasn't been.
All right. Pretty back to punt.
Two men deep for the Penn Kingsmen, and it is a low punt that is going to bounce out of bounds in front of the Penn sideline. The ball spotted at about midfield as the Penn Kingsmen will take over, looking to take some time off the clock and head to their date next week with either the Carmel Greyhounds or Homestead 7 nights from now. Of course, the Penn Kingsmen, very synonymous with winning, with postseason success. You can literally feel the history when you come here to TCU Free Field. Penn has not had a losing season since 1972, a year in which they didn't win a game. They were 0-2. That was the year before the tournament started. Two receivers to the right, one to the left from midfield. First and 10 for the Penn Kingsmen, working right to left. Here is the handoff as it goes straight ahead to Whiteman.
Wow.
And he is brought down inside the numerals for first down yardage to the 42. Or pardon me, I checked that, the 37. So a 13-yard run by Ryan Whiteman, the backup running back, to Landon Marks.
Yeah, 13-yard pickup there by Ryan Whiteman, the sophomore.
Got to tell you, Appalucci doing a fine job handling this Penn offense as he has done all year. Two receivers to the right, one to the left outside the numerals. Appalucci out of the shotgun, flanker running back to his right. Ball in the near hash to the left, first and 10 from the 37 of the Crown Point Bulldogs. Coming up on 5 minutes remaining in the game. And a high snap as it is taken actually by the backup. I don't believe that was Appalucci in the game. Let's see who
killed. I see number three, Ryan Lynch, a freshman quarterback.
Yeah, Ryan Lynch, he is not listed on my depth chart, Dave, but it is Ryan Lynch, 6'1", 185-pound freshman. Got to give credit to Corey Yeoman for bringing in some of these underclassmen, these sophomores, these freshmen, getting time for game for clock management. So Ryan Lynch in at quarterback, Lynch with a flanker running back to his right in Whiteman. Two receivers to the left, one to the right, working from right to left. Lynch out of the shotgun, snap at the face mask, and the carry goes to Whiteman. Oh, pardon me, not Whiteman. They sent Brock Dolman into the game, 5'10", 160-pound junior. However, he has met for a loss out to the 41. So a loss of five, third and 14 from the 41. We are inside 4 minutes. The Penn Kingsmen heading for yet another regional title. They're 17th in school history. The first ever sectional title was won in 1979. And, of course, that was when Corey Yeoman, who is in the Indiana Hall of Fame as a defensive player. Two receivers to the right, one to the left, third and 14 from the 41. The freshman Lynch at quarterback takes the high snap, hands it off as the running back curls left tackle outside the numerals. And Zolman, number 14, who came in averaging almost a little more than 3 yards per carry, picks up the yardage. And we have an injured Penn player down on the field at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, that's you don't like to see that when the game is already pretty much in hand and one of the Penn players is down. I'll tell you what, Frank, let's take a timeout here with 3:15 to go. Penn player down the field. Penn is up 23-0, Crown Point trailing. We'll take a timeout here on USA-365.com.
As the mayor of Crown Point, David Urant always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the cities as guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward.
Crown Point Mayor David Uran is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on USA-365.com. From Sinatra to Streisand, from Josh Groban to Michael Bublé, Diana Krall to Carly Simon, the Carpenters to Chicago, all the easy listening artists are featured on the internet radio station called TheBreeze.com. That's The Breeze without the E at the end to make it easy for you. For more information, their website is www.TheBreeze.com for the world's best easy listening music. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldogs High School Football on Internet Radio, USA-365.com.
Out of the injury timeout, the right guard, Daniel Yu, number 75, 6'3", 250-pound senior, the injured player, he was able to walk back to the sideline.
Okay, it's a 4th and 10 now here in this play.
So Penn will just punt it away on 4th and 10 and one man deep for the Crown Point Bulldogs. However, it goes out of bounds, a touchback, as the ball will be spotted at the 20 for the Crown Point Bulldogs. So perhaps for the last time this season, we will see the Bulldog offense come onto the field. And let's see if the Bulldogs go deep on their depth chart, knowing the game is out of hand. Now I see Ryan Bolda still in for the Crown Point Bulldogs, looking to the sideline. Leo Radiseski is into the game. Mark Knox there as well. Tyler Jones. I do see Radiseski for the first time here tonight. So basically the same offense, the first string out for the Crown Point Bulldogs for perhaps one last series, down 23-0, trying to prevent the shutout with three receivers to the left, two to the right. Out of the shotgun, low snap by Bolda, pump fake, rolls the pocket to his left and brought down from his backside. Ryan Bolda sat behind the line of scrimmage. James Morris once again with the sack meister for the Penn Kingsman, 6 foot, 210-pound junior. The clock motioning downward to inside 2.5 minutes here from TCU Freed Field. The question is, where will the Penn Kingsman be playing? If it's Carmel, they will travel to Carmel. If Homestead comes up with a victory, they will play host to Homestead here next week. Three receivers to the right, two to the left. West Coast look, left to right offense from the Crown Point 18. Here's the snap delivered in the hands of Bolda. Passes it out to the near side, and Radiseski there to the near side. Did he catch it?
No, he trapped it.
Looked like he trapped it. It looked like he was able to hold on to it, but it touched the field turf surface. Or did he catch it? The clock is still motioning downward.
Well, I guess they're giving it to him. He hung out. Okay, so they're giving the ball to him. They're being generous. Crown Point has the ball there at the 25 after pickup of 7.
So three receivers out to the left, one to the right.
3rd and 5.
No hurry up for the Crown Point Bulldogs in a left-to-right offense with Ryan Bolda at the controls from the 25-yard line. The snap into the hands of Bolda. Rolling pocket, and the pocket collapses. Sat behind the line of scrimmage. Three defenders for the Penn Kingsmen coming in the direction. One of those defenders looked like Cameron Hedstrom, number 56. So 1 minute remaining here in the game, 4th and 12, and Crown Point is just going to punt it away with less than a minute. Well, the Penn Kingsmen, you wish them the best next week, whether it's here against Homestead or on the road against the Carmel Greyhounds. The Crown Point Bulldogs looking to be shut out tonight, 23-0. The clock down to 40, and here is the snap. The right foot of James Pretty pointing it away. No return men deep for the Penn Kingsmen as the Crown Point Bulldogs will down it inside the 35 to the 34. So one kneel down will do it as the Penn Kingsmen will improve their mark to 12-0 here for the 2016 season. They will play for the right to go back to Lucas Oil Stadium where they lost to Center Grove just 1 year ago. So here is the quarterback Lynch, the freshman under center in victory formation, the sweetest formation of all. Down to a knee, the clock winds to under 25 seconds, and that is going to do it. The Crown Point Bulldogs close out the 2016 season with a shutout loss against the Penn Kingsmen. The Penn Kingsmen in complete control from the start of this game. The clock down to 8 seconds as both teams clear their respective sidelines, make their way to midfield to shake hands. The Crown Point Bulldogs shaking hands with the Penn Kingsmen, wishing them the best next week. While the Penn Kingsmen saying to the Crown Point Bulldogs, good season. They finish with a 6-6 mark and a sectional title. So the clock runs out, 23-0. The Penn Kingsmen move on to semi-state play next week, defeating the Crown Point Bulldogs here at TCU Free Field here on the campus of Penn High School in Osceola. The post-game show is coming up next. You're listening to Crown Point Bulldog Football on USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Step back in time to see the spot where Rudolph Valentino, Joe DiMaggio, and Red Grange obtained their marriage licenses. The Lake County Museum features over 10,000 artifacts within a space of 6,000 square feet. Stop by and see it for yourself. The Lake County Museum is located on the second floor of the old courthouse building in downtown Crown Point, open Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 1 to 4 p.m. through October 29th. Donations are $1 per adult and 50 cents per child, and remember to like them on Facebook. The high school sports season is always full of action, and we invite you to follow all the coverage from sports writer Mark Smith and the team at www.usa-365.com, your internet home for Crown Point High School and Northwest Indiana sports coverage. You can also check for the latest sports polls, audio archives, and podcasts at www.usa-365.com. We're a service of Meyer Multimedia Services in Crown Point, Indiana.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Indiana are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Have you heard of neurofeedback, a powerful and non-invasive process that can eliminate or improve symptoms of ADHD, anxiety, brain injury, depression, migraine, substance abuse, chronic pain, and more? Kept Concepts in Healing is offering neurofeedback at two locations, Crown Point and Rensselaer. Please call Denise Kuypers at 219-286-5657 for more information and your free consultation of how neurofeedback can help you. When your brain works, your body functions. Kept Concepts and Healing is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs football on IndianaSports.com.